Thank the Lord this morning for the blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord make rich, and I'm thankful to be rich this morning. Rich in His love and rich in peace, rich in fellowship, and I am resolved and I am purposed this morning to go all the way with God. There's a song that said, I've gone too far to, is it turn or look back? I've gone too far to turn back now. Once someone says, I do to the Lord, they've already gone too far to turn back. But it is a reality this morning that in life we can experience conflicting desires. And the message the Lord put on my heart, I trust that it will prove to be very practical for each and every one of us this morning. If we were to give an option this morning that everybody could go on vacation. We gave you a choice of two places. You could either go to Oregon and you could go to the West Coast. If you've never been there, it is a wonderful, beautiful place to be. You could have a hotel right on the ocean and just sit there, especially when the storms come. You could just sit in your room and spend time with the Lord looking over the beautiful West Coast. And you could go and have a time of relaxation, or you could have a choice of going to the east and maybe going to Washington, D.C. and seeing the monuments and learning of the nation's history. There would probably be some of you that say, well, I want to do both. I'm not sure which one. You say, but you can only do one. And there would be a time of considering and counting the cost and reflecting upon what do I want more, because you could have a desire to do both of them. I would like to do both. I would like to go to the East Coast, but I'd also like to go to the West Coast, but you can only do one. And oftentimes we look at children, maybe adults too, and you see them looking when they can have one piece of candy. And you watch them and you can just see children. Sometimes you can just see the thought process as they look at one piece and they kind of look at the other and they're going back and forth. There is conflicting desire is what's happening. I want the Snickers, but the Twix sure does look good, but I can only have one. And so there's kind of a going back and forth of which one. But folks, there are desires that we're going to have in life that are incompatible with each other. You're going to find in life that there are choices that you're going to have to make, that you can't do everything that you desire to do. We're going to have to make some choices, because many times the desires that we have, again, they're not compatible with each other. And I would like us, by the help of the Lord, to consider our spiritual walk this morning. In the book of Matthew, in the 26th chapter, in the 41st verse, Matthew 26, verse 41, Jesus said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. I believe Jesus was referring to, in part, to conflicting desires. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Folks, it does not matter how long you have been saved, you're going to have temptation. Is there anyone here that can say you don't ever have any temptation? Temptation has to do with desire, doesn't it? You all, home folks, have heard me say frequently, if you put a can of beer in front of me, it's not a temptation. Because I have no desire for it. I don't even want it. It has absolutely no appeal to me. But do you know that you are no less righteous this morning if someone put a can of beer and you felt something in the flesh that was drawn to that, maybe because of your past? Do you know that does not make you any less spiritual than me? Because we are all tempted, and we're all tempted by different things. But Jesus said, watch. In other words, be aware of the desires. Be aware of the temptations. Be aware of where the pull on the flesh is. Watch and pray that you enter not into the temptation. In other words, we're going to be tempted, but pray and be watchful that you don't give into it. That you don't enter into that temptation. Be watchful that you don't pick up the alcohol. But if you're tempted by it, recognize it's a desire of the flesh. But what Jesus said here is, the Spirit is willing. In other words, Lord, I desire to serve you. I desire to live a holy life. And ultimately, I desire to have eternal life. Is there anybody here that doesn't desire to have eternal life? I desire to have eternal life. That means, though, there are some incompatible desires to eternal life. If I want eternal life, it's not compatible with eternal life to go out and lie and cheat and be a drunkard and commit adultery. Those things are not compatible with eternal life. So then those are conflicting desires, and I'm going to have to make some decisions. What desire am I going to seek after? What desire am I going to pursue? But young people this morning, do not be discouraged when you feel a conflict going on. Jesus Himself was tempted of the devil. That meant there was a desire. Jesus was hungry, and the devil said, turn this stone into bread. Although Christ was hungry in the flesh, there was probably some desire for that bread, but He was not going to submit Himself to what the devil was telling Him to do. So the Spirit resisted, and folks, the Spirit overcame the flesh. But just because our spirit is willing this morning, it means that when there's conflicting desire, we're going to have to die out to self, folks. We're going to have to die out to the desires of the flesh. It doesn't mean that you're going to be exempt from them. It doesn't mean that we're going to be exempt from temptation, but it means we need to say yes to the Lord and yes to the spiritual desire to live like God wants us to live. And it means there's going to be some things we're going to have to say no to. We are living in a world that doesn't want to say no to anything. Do whatever feels good. Just do what you want. Folks, there are conflicting desires. If you want eternal life, there are some desires of the flesh that we're going to have to take a stand against this morning. But I don't want to be discouraged because I'm being tempted. But I want to watch and pray that I enter not into the temptation. In Galatians in the 5th chapter, very familiar passage of Scripture. But in Galatians chapter 5, in verse 16, He said, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not what? Fulfill the lust of the flesh. In other words, folks, there is a battle that all of us are in this morning between the Spirit and the flesh. And there's another truth this morning is one of those is winning. One of those is winning. The Spirit or the flesh. But the Scripture says, walk in the Spirit. And ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you walk in the Spirit, you're not going to be giving in to the desires of the flesh. When you know the Lord says one thing and your flesh says, I want something else. We need to do some stopping and watching and praying and consider which desire am I going to follow. For the Spirit lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. That's talking about conflict, folks. Conflict between the Spirit and the flesh. These are contrary the one to another, so that you cannot do the things that ye would. There is a battle that is taking place this morning, and it seems like more and more people are giving in to the desire of the flesh. The desire of the things of this world. The desire for the things they think the world has to offer. But folks, when it comes to conflicting desires, and we're talking about the spiritual things, I want to caution us and encourage us this morning to recognize what's going on. That's why Jesus said, watch and pray. We're not ignorant of Satan's devices this morning. We're not ignorant of the way he works. But so many are listening to the lies of the enemy. Did everybody get that? Do you know that the devil is a liar? And when the devil tells you if you give in to the desires of the flesh that you'll be happy, it is a lie. It is a lie of the enemy that tells you that it's going to be better to go the way of the world. He is a liar. And it is a lie this morning when the enemy says, go ahead and follow after the things that you want to follow after in the flesh, and when eventually you can get saved and serve the Lord when you get a little bit older. That is a lie of the devil. There have been too many people, young people, that have been taken out in eternity not ready to meet God because they believe the lie that someday I'm going to get right with God. When there is conflict of desire, folks, we need to stand up as men and women of God and recognize this desire is of the flesh and it's contrary to what God wants. And I'm not going to listen to it, I'm not going to heed it, and I'm not going to give in to it. Well, I can say I have a desire to lose weight. Have y'all ever heard that one before? I desire to lose some weight. But I'll tell you what, if you didn't know this, here's a little tip. Supreme Bakery in Springfield, on Fridays, I just discovered, they have what they call Fritter Friday. And I probably could have done without that knowledge. Now y'all are gonna have to deal with it. But Fritter Friday is, we walked in and they had apple fritters and blueberry fritters and lemon fritters and, help me out. Orange fritters and cherry fritters, and they may even make chocolate fritters. That doesn't pull on me. But do you know some of those other ones? Oh, they sounded good. They sounded good. And I want to tell you, we walked in with a purpose. Ethan and I walked in with a purpose of just getting one and splitting or just having a little. But it was Fritter Friday. And if you buy five, you get one free. But I want to lose weight. But I also wanted a fritter. Conflicting desire. I mean, that's practical. That's of the flesh. But how often does that happen spiritually? There's something said, but I want to do this. I want to listen to this kind of music. Young people, listen up now. I want to listen to this kind of music. I have this desire to listen to that, or I want to go there. Everybody's doing it. And I want to go there. I want to dress like that. I have a desire to look this certain way. But I also desire eternal life. I also desire to have peace in my soul. I also have desire to have victory over the devil. I also have desire that when I go to bed at night, that I have peace. It's like, Lord, thank you for the grace of God in my life today. I also have a desire to have a real close friendship with the Lord Jesus that walks with me through the darkest times of life. I also have that desire. So now there's conflicting desire. I've got some things the flesh is wanting to do, but I also have desire to have the blessings of God on my life. Now there's conflict. Do you know that in conflicting desires, we have to make some decisions? I want both. And you know, we are living in a religious world that is acting as if you can have both. That's a lie of the devil. Jesus said, no man can do what? Serve two masters. No man can do it. Folks, there are desires of the flesh that we are going to have. All of us here are going to have desires of the flesh that are contrary to the things of the Spirit. Because you cut me, I'm going to bleed. I'm flesh and blood. Which means there are temptations that will take us, and they're common to man. But with the temptation, what? God's going to make a way to escape it. Where there's conflicting desire, folks, there is power in Jesus Christ this morning to say no to the flesh. There is power to take a stand against the things that are adversely affecting people spiritually. You ask young people, you go take a survey and ask them, what are some of the greatest detriments in serving the Lord, the things that you struggle with? What I've been hearing is music, dress, just things like that. And we think, are those really that important? But it's a reality in life, isn't it? Struggle with it. So what are we going to do with it? I have a desire, please God. And it means I'm going to have to start making some decisions. Now, this isn't just for the young people. This is to those of us who are middle age and the older. There are decisions. A while back, the Lord brought me to a point of decision. There was a conflict. There was a conflict. And the Lord brought me to the place to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to choose. I'm making a choice. It does not, just because you choose to do what the Lord calls for, does not mean that all the temptation or all the desire for something that may not even, I'm not even talking about all sinful things now, the things that aren't good for you spiritually. All right? It's not going to necessarily remove all of that power, but I will say this, the more you yield to the Spirit of God, temptations begin to lose some of their power. Because whereas something used to, maybe I used to struggle so much with it, the more that I said no to it, and the more I said yes to the Lord, where there was conflicting desire, folks, we begin to grow in strength. We begin to grow in the Lord. And what used to was a real struggle for me, I can say it's not a struggle anymore. But about the time you think that you've got everything under control by the Lord, the Spirit of God, sends hornets in your life, like He did in the land of Canaan, to drive more of the enemies out of the mountain. So don't ever get relaxed and think, well, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. I have arrived spiritually. Spiritual pride. The enemy is going to bring, the Lord is going to bring something along to reveal areas in your life that He wants to perfect even more. We are never going to be free from temptation until the Lord takes us out of this world. David said in Psalms 27:4, one thing have I desired of the Lord. That did not mean he didn't have any other desires. We saw some of David's fleshly desires, didn't we? But here David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may inquire, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in His temple. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and I'm going to seek after it. This morning, to all of us, I want to ask us in the love of God, what are you seeking after? And you say, but I desire some of these other things. But folks, if you desire the Lord this morning, I want to encourage you to seek after it. What you seek after, the desire will grow and grow. Some say, well, the Lord's just not, I'm not finding a lot of satisfaction for the Lord. How much have you been seeking the Lord? The more you seek after Him. Jesus said, the Scripture says, seek after Me with all your heart and I'll be found of you. But I just don't have a lot of desire. You know what? The more fritters you eat, the less desire you're going to have not to eat them. That's just, and nothing's wrong with eating a fritter. You know what I'm saying. But the issue is this. You're making a decision. I would rather satisfy my appetite for a fritter than I want to try to lose a little weight. That was a decision made. I still want to lose weight, but that fritter sure was good. Can't wait till next Friday. I'm going to be gone Friday. But you understand, there's a place of making decision. People say, oh, well, I just don't have money to go and do that. Well, you sure had money to go buy a meal at McDonald's that cost you $6 or $7. You just made a decision of what desire you wanted to fulfill. People do ultimately what they want to do. People that say, well, I don't have time to do that. You have time to do something. So you're choosing to spend your time doing other things. So when you say you don't have time for it, it's an issue of priority. When we say, Lord, I want to serve you, but I still want to do this, the Lord's saying, it's not compatible. You're either going to walk after the flesh or you're going to walk after the Spirit. Just because we walk after the Spirit does not remove us of some of the desires of the flesh. But it means I want what God has to offer in my life more than what the flesh has to offer. Decisions, folks, are based on our desires. So what are we seeking after? Well, though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 to 5, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're what? Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Folks, where desire of the flesh is a stronghold in your life, it can be brought down through the power of God. He went on to say, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Folks, when you have a desire for things that are contrary to God's purpose in your life, when you have a desire for that, I want you to understand, if you begin to allow those to work in your life, it will also begin to kill your spiritual desire. You say, Brother Michael, why do you talk about things? Because many times things are where we struggle. So, the things that you struggle with this morning, the things of this world, the things that you say, but I really like listening to that. Or I really like watching that. Or I really like going to over there. And the Lord's come along and said, that's not good. See, this is not just based on, well, my church teaches. We're talking about what the Holy Spirit has talked to you about, letting you know this isn't good for you spiritually. And you say, but I like it. You are in a place of conflict, conflicting desire. I want in my life this morning, I want my desire for God to supersede all fleshly desires. So it's going to take some decision making. It's going to make saying, okay, Lord, this thing is not good for me. And I know when I do this, it just, my connection with you just isn't real strong. And the more you feed, folks, what you feed grows, right? So you feed things of this world in your life, do you know what's going to happen to your desire for God? You know, don't you? It's going to start choking it out. People say, well, I just don't have any desire for God. I wonder why. I wonder why. What you have been feeding has been growing. Folks, the things of this world will choke out your desire for God. So then the answer is, let's not allow the desire for things of this world, let's not give them preeminence. Let's make a decision that, Lord, when I recognize this isn't good for me, I'm going to take a step back from it, because more than the things of this life and world, I desire to be in the presence of God. And I'm going to seek after that. You can tell where people's desires are based on the things they talk about. Have you ever wanted, you come to service and you say, who has a desire to pray? I heard someone just last week or 2 weeks ago mention about that. When you come together in the congregation and you think it's time to pray, and there's a silence in heaven sometimes for the space of half an hour. That's not what he's talking about, but in Revelation. But do you realize that sometimes, where's the desire? The desire to pray, the desire to testify, the desire to work for the Lord, the desire to sacrifice for the Lord. What are we sacrificing for? What are we spending our time for? Where is our heart this morning? Oh Lord, one thing have I desired after, and I'm going to seek after it. I want to pursue it. And when there's conflicting desires, I want to bring them into subjection to the Lord. Think about the man, Solomon, walked by the field of the slothful. You remember what kind of field it was? It said the nettles had grown up. There were weeds had grown up. The wall was broken down. And he sat there and he pondered that. Like, how did this happen? He said, a little bit of slumber. A little bit of sleep. A little folding. In other words, I'm tired. I desire to sleep and just rest a little bit. More than you desire to have a good crop. More than you desire to have a good field that's been taken care of. Folks, when we get spiritually lazy and stop seeking after the Lord with singleness of heart and singleness of purpose, there's going to be a consequence. We are free this morning, all of us. We are free to choose. But we are not free to choose the consequences. You can choose what you want to follow after. You can choose what you want to do, but you are not. I can choose to lose weight, but if I choose to eat a fritter, guess what? I'm not going to lose weight. Yeah, but I want to. I want to. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because you're indulging in something that is counterproductive to your other desire. Eat all the fritters you want. Just be temperate in all things. But understand spiritually, there are things that will affect us spiritually. There are things that are affecting our soul. Young people, understand this. Sometimes when your elders and in the congregation, people say these things aren't good for you. And sometimes, you know, young people and even older people, they can kind of almost get this argument, you know, get in this argument trying to defend why it's okay. You know what? More often than not, and I was 15 one time. I was 17 one time. I was 19 one time. I was. You know? We know. We can argue about something, but the reality is, more often than not, we know when something's not right. So then it takes honesty to recognize, you know what, there's some conflicting desire here. I know I really like to do that, but Lord, I want to be honest. It's like, I know it's not good for me spiritually. So Lord, I'm going to choose life. I'm going to choose life. I'm going to choose what I know is good for me. Folks, we need to look where we are in the decisions that we're making this morning. We need to look down the road a little bit. There are some sacrifices that we will make in serving the Lord. You will. Jesus said, count the cost. Don't want just everybody to blindly say, yes, Lord, I'll do whatever you... No, Jesus said, you count the cost. It's going to mean something. There was a sister that had come to the altar one time. It was in another fellowship, another group. And a sister came to the altar one time and she said she wanted to be saved. But then she started, a sister went down to pray with the lady. And the lady said, but if I get saved, do I have to start, I can't go dancing anymore? And the saint that was praying with said, no, you need to give that up. Oh, well, I don't want to do that. Do I have to dress modestly? Well, yeah, that the Bible teaches. Well, I don't want to do that. In everything, this lady kept asking questions. Am I going to have to do that? Do I need to do this? And finally, the person praying with her said, what are you doing down here? Why are you praying to be saved? What are you doing? You just need to go back to your seat. I don't know that I would have gone there. It's time to start praying for some desire. It's time to start praying for some spiritual desire, folks. Lord, help our desire this morning to be kindled for the things of God. So I have a sacrifice to make, but what's the consequence of serving the Lord? Eternal life. Folks, I want to choose eternal life every time over a little temporary pleasure of this world. I choose life. But I can't choose it for you. And you can't choose it for me. We're all going to have to examine our own life and see where we're at and make those choices. There are things in our life that desire for God is so, it was revealed over in Revelation when Jesus said, I have somewhat against thee, the Spirit of God said, because you have left your first love. Do you know when you love something fervently, there's desire? Some say, well, where's the desire for God? I don't like I'm not nitpicking people that use the term, I understand what you mean. People say, well, I fell in love. To me, if you fall in love, you can fall out of it just as easily. Love is a choice. Okay? Love is more than an emotion. Love is more than those emotions of, oh, just this is wonderful and this just makes me feel so good. Love is more than that. I'm thankful for those emotions that come with love. That's good. Those things are good. But understand love, because there are some days if I wake up and maybe it's kind of a rough day, or maybe my wife does something maybe it wasn't just real happy with, or something you wish you would have done differently. Does that mean I don't love her anymore? Say, well, I'm sorry, honey, you did something I didn't like, so see you later. No! Love is more than that. Love is a decision and a choice that I desire you above all others. And in our vows, did not most of us say forsaking all others? Why do you think people are taking those out of their vows today? Forsaking all others. I promise my wife that. Forsaking all others. Well, with the Lord this morning, love is not just about our feelings. Love is about a decision that, Lord, I've chosen you. Even when I feel some desires for something else out in the world, Lord, I choose you above those things. So, Lord, help me to watch and pray. Help me to watch and pray that I don't enter into temptation. And those that have left their first love, if you leave something, what do you need to do? Need to come back to it. They didn't fall out of love. They left it. Did you get that? They left their first love. If you leave your first love, you need to come back and find your first love. Folks, with the Lord this morning, it's what we need to do. If your love is waning and you feel like the desire is diminishing, go back and find it. And folks, you will find the Lord. The Lord is not against any of us this morning. He wants the love and devotion and that makes the fire burn. He wants that to be rekindled in our life and not give in to these other desires that don't make you less spiritual unless you start yielding to them. But when you start yielding to them, folks, there's a consequence. And it's going to separate you from God eventually. And it's going to choke out your desire. Lord, help us this morning. I want to touch on something very briefly as we conclude. If you want to regain desire for the Lord, because recognizing it's not all about feeling, the goal is eternal life. I want life. I want peace this morning. Burn your ships. Remember the story? There's a couple of them in history. One of them, the veracity of it, is questioned just a little bit. But they said about Cortez, the Spanish conqueror, they said that when they came to the New World, that he burned their ships. He burned their ships. You know what happens when your ships are burned? There's no way to go home. When you get in battle, there's no going back. You are victorious or you die. Alexander the Great did this, and this one is a test. When he got to Persia, he had his ships burned, and he told his men to look at them, and he let them, and they weren't happy about it. It was like, you're going to have to win. You're going to have to conquer. Your transportation back home has been burned. Folks, when you find conflicting desires in your life, it's like this. I remember someone got saved. It was a young girl, a young woman, rather, a young person got saved. And her brother took all of her worldly CDs out on the railroad tracks with a shotgun and blew them all up. Now, that was really her decision to make, not her brother's. But there's a lesson learned here. Say, Lord, I want to follow you, so then I want to get rid of things in my life. You put them in the back closet, guess what? In a weak moment, you know what's going to happen when you start having desire for something? You know what's going to happen? You're going to go pull it out. Burn your ships. Lord, I'm going to serve you to my death, no matter what cost, no matter what happens. I'm going to burn my ships. They say in the book, The Art of War, very common, that he said in that book, he said that if you're a general, he said people will fight harder when there's no escape or no retreat. So he said if you're fighting the enemy, he said you do wise to make them think there is a way to retreat. The enemy, because they won't fight as hard because they know we can always fall back to this position. So make a mirage, you know, do something to make them think they can escape and they won't fight as hard. Folks, spiritually, we need to burn our ships. That, Lord, I'm in this for the long haul. Whatever it takes, Lord, I'm willing to go. And it makes it easier to say no to the flesh. I can testify to you, it makes it easier when you make that kind of commitment to the Lord. Surround yourself with people of like desire. That's why the scripture says, forsake not the assembling of yourself together. as the manner of some is? Because when you surround yourself, do you know that usually we become like the people we are around? That's why husbands and wives even start almost to look like each other sometimes. It's true, isn't it? It's just because they're around each other so much, their actions, the way they talk, the way they speak, their way of thinking becomes so like each other sometimes. It's important to surround yourself with people with a desire for the things of God. If you surround yourself with people with worldly desires, folks, more often than not, that's what you're going to be. Feed your mind. Read the Bible. Study good things. Fill your heart with good things. Take away the negative influences and replace it with the positive. There's another one. This is just in a worldly approach to rekindling desire for things. I looked at some different lists of just worldly things. One of them said dress for success. You know you act differently based on how you dress? When you get up and you're not feeling real good, you put on sloppy. Have you ever done that? You put on sloppy, you're going to feel sloppy. It's true. Yeah, a lot of times. You put on nicer clothes and you take care and you look. It changes the way you feel about yourself sometimes. And I thought about that. I thought, spiritually, how does this work? And I'll tell you what the Lord brought to my mind. You dress like a saint of God ought to dress, and it's going to change how you act and respond in circumstances. You believe that's true? You dress like the world, if you're not careful, it's easier to act like the world. You dress like a child of God ought to dress, and it's a whole lot easier to act like it because you dress like the Lord wants you to. And here I'm not only dressed modestly, Lord help me to act modestly. So someone doesn't look and said, well, huh, they look like someone that believed in holiness, but do you understand? There's some parallels here, folks. Conflicting desires. Let's choose Christ this morning. Scripture over in Jeremiah said to set your heart to the highway. And I want to encourage us this morning to set our hearts and fix our heart to the things of God. And young people, older people, all of us, if you are struggling with conflicting desires this morning, that's normal. Don't feel like you're abnormal. People that act like that they're never tempted, there is something deceitful going on in their life. Okay? There's something to see, because everybody is tempted. When you feel these conflicting desires, desires that are not compatible with the things of God, the Lord wants us to bring those to Him. And there's victory to say no to the things that are not of God. So if you're struggling this morning, I want you to know that there's a place of victory for you. There's a place for all of us to seek after the things of God, but there is some dying out to self that we need to do. So I want to encourage you, if you have a need this morning, to seek the Lord. Give some things to the Lord and choose life this morning, that things of the Spirit will win out over the things of the